1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 through verse 10. We're glad to see Percival come to look for his sister, Karen. We're glad to see you, Percival. Yes, let us hear from verse, I really want verse 10, but read from verse 6 aloud.
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Godliness with contentment is not just gain, it is great achievement. That's something we, you know, there are some basic principles in life that sometimes we forget. Godliness and have a contented, an attitude of contentment. The Bible says that that's great achievement. Read on.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can, that we carry nothing out.
Don't let, while you work and plan to make yourself better in life and to better your economical status, don't let greed create unhappiness for you here. Read.
And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
In most cases, most of us here have more food and more raiment than we need. Truly, in most cases. To listen, Paul, he's saying you have food and you have something to cover your nakedness. Be happy. Can we work towards that? Truly. Because the things that brings us so much unhappiness, discontent, internal turmoil, and even external problem with others, it's discontent, greed. Read on.
But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which draw men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many arrows.
Okay, have you ever thought how many members, how many Christians backslide because of business undertaking? Because a lot of time people don't see money as such. It's this business. It's this I'm working at. Not realizing that the end product is the amount of money they would like to have. And in many cases, our faith takes second place to being successful at that business undertaking are getting more money. I can never understand, and that is just me, why a person would endanger their freedom to go about their business unmolested, carrying a few ounces or a few pounds of drugs in their luggage. I can never. You're not afraid that you'll be caught. and be placed in jail for sometime years. But you see, we can be so grabbed, held up, a slave by greed, wanting more money, that our very danger is not seen by us. Verse 10 that has just been read is a verse I'll be making a few comments on. And this is, as I've said, over the next few weeks, I plan even on a Sunday morning, and I've been trying to avoid that. But that's unwise. Truly, avoid preaching a lesson and giving on a Sunday morning when that's the time it need to be dealt with. Truly. In fact, it was on that consideration, the lesson I started this morning. I intend for that lesson to be a one-lesson sermon. The lesson on new birth, the outline is on the other side of the board, and I'll finish that lesson Sunday morning. And it would be good if you put out some effort to bring some visitor, people who are not members of the church, and members too, because we, in the lesson, as I've explained this morning, we'll be looking on some factors that are involved in the physical, biological birth, and how some of these same factors are involved in the spiritual birth. That lesson for Sunday morning coming, but I had planned that next week, Sunday, I would have a lesson Sunday morning on giving. Very important lesson. The few thoughts that I'm about to share now are the thoughts that were prepared for Sunday gone. But when, just as I was about to leave the office, Dimitri stepped in, I was glad to see him and glad to have him to share a brief but important lesson. Because what we have, I after I came in the office, just for a few minutes, because it was time for us to keep, and I asked him, I said, he was sort of informally attired, but I said, you want to speak for us? And he said, pointing to his attire, and I said, the members won't throw you out for that. just share a few words with us. I said, I have a few words on the subject of giving to share, but you don't have to address that. Just bring us a few words from God's word. And as those who are here remember, he went to Deuteronomy and brought us a nice little lesson on giving. And we were glad for that. I pointed out what has come to me over the past 6 months, less or more. I shared with you that from early days, way back in college, I learned from experienced church leaders that a congregation need to have a series of lessons, 2, 3, 4, 5 lessons on the subject of giving each year. The knowledge and experience that was shared with me, and if my memory serves me right, he could have been in a Bible class at college, was the fact that giving is one of those subjects that members want to forget. How to give. Not all members. Not all.